While I strongly believe in freedom of choice, there comes a point where the few are causing great pain to a large proportion of our citizens, especially the seniors who built this province. While it is true the vaccinated can get COVID, they generally can recover at home, and if they end up in hospital, they do not need intensive care. Likewise, the unvaccinated can recover at home, but a small proportion get very ill and require intensive care. If one person in every town requires ICU, the hospitals cannot cope. Now to the point, a family member has gone through 2 years of tests, treatment, living in severe pain and can no longer walk. It has to be dealt with morphine, and they have spent an additional 6 months cutting it down so they can operate on the spine and free the pinched nerves. But wait, they and at least three other people in Sunder cannot have their operations in the Foothills Medical Center because the ICU is full of unvaccinated COVID patients. This is information given by surgeons that can no longer operate and are just waiting around with 15 years of training not being used. So, your actions are hurting other Alberta people. Now, you will say it's my right. It's not your right to cause pain. If it's a government plot to control us, believe me, they do not need this. They are borrowing your grandchildren's money and probably will lose the next provincial election due to their screw-ups. A faith-based reason is no reason. I don't know any church member that would refuse treatment for a loved one even if it was new to help with severe pain. They did it fast with modern technology and billions of dollars. They found a way. It's not like the old days where they worked away for years in the basement to find vaccines. So grow up, get your vaccine, wear a mask, and let's get on with life. You and the people you are hurting. Ray Sharp, Sunder.